Well, I want to mind the Lord tonight. I want His will to be done, not mine.
God bless Him.
If you have your Bible, I'll be in Matthew for a very familiar passage, very familiar scripture. Matthew chapter 25. Very familiar. Most people have heard it. Most people have heard it from Sunday school as a child growing up. Very familiar. And it's what the Lord laid on my heart, and I'm thankful for what the brothers already preached and proclaimed this evening, and the good singing. I'm thankful what the Lord's already done in my heart tonight. And I'm thankful for His grace and His mercy, His help. And if you find your place, I'll begin my reading in verse 1. It says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him.' Then all the virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.'" I'm thankful tonight. I'm going to stop right there because I believe that's all the Lord would have. But I'm thankful tonight. You know, I got to thinking just about those virgins there, them 10 virgins. And I got to thinking a little bit about, I believe that's kind of a picture of the church today. And I believe that's a little bit about how we can get sometimes in our spiritual walk and how we can be unprepared for things. And I often wonder sometimes, preacher, if... I think there's some things the brothers already preached a little bit on it tonight. I thank the Lord for it. But are we prepared tonight? Here it has 5 virgins that were wise and 5 that were foolish. And I got to thinking a little bit about those foolish ones. You can't really burn a lamp without no oil. And they knew that. And I'm sure that they knew that as growing up. That's how they had light. Is you had your oil, you had your lamp, you had your wick in it that burned, that had your flame on it, and what gave that flame that heat is the oil that was in that lamp. And I got to thinking a little bit, they knew they needed that oil, and I believe it was a choice that they made not to put no oil and take it with them. And you had the wise there, and they knew that they were going to need some oil. Well, because it says there that the bridegroom, he tarried. And I got to thinking tonight, I'm thankful tonight that it doesn't matter a time or day. Can I tell you tonight that no man knoweth the time nor day that the Lord is going to come. But there's going to be a day when the Lord looks over and says, "Go get your bride." And the bridegroom's coming. And I'm thankful tonight that the bridegroom is coming one day. But I know man knoweth the time nor the day. I'm thankful tonight that I'm a part of the bridegroom. Tonight I'm a part of the church, the true church, the one church of the living God. Tonight I'm thankful for that tonight. And I'm thankful tonight that I have a home prepared for me, the brothers sang about. I'm just a pilgrim passing through tonight. I'm thankful for the grace and mercies of God. I'm thankful tonight. But can I ask you tonight, my question is tonight, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you a wise virgin tonight, prepared for the bridegroom to come? Or are you thinking you have more time to do what you want to do and sow your wild oats and do what you think is right and you think there's time? Can I tell you tonight, no man knoweth the time nor the place nor the day nor the hour. Can I tell you the time is drawing short tonight? Can I tell you that we don't know? I believe he could come tomorrow. I just believe that's true. I used to think, I hear these preachers preaching, that the end times are coming near. And I'd always used to think, preacher, that I have plenty of time. But can I tell you tonight that, listen, that the Lord, showed me when he saved my wretched soul. Oh, that I was a sinner. And I was bound and lost and going to hell. If he would have come by my way and saved my wretched old soul. And can I tell you tonight that there was plenty of times I can look back and I can see the hand of God. Oh, what God in my life and watching over me. And there shows plenty of times where I could have broken down my vehicle or I could have had an accident. Can I tell you tonight that no man knoweth the time? It's like the wise man there. It's like the man there. Oh, that built them barns, preacher. Oh, that he was there. And he said, oh, my barns are full. I'm going to tear them down and build bigger barns. And the Lord said, oh, you foolish man. Is your
enemy. That's what he said.
He said, he said it was his time that night. And he came for him. And I cannot tell you tonight, you don't know when your card's going to be called. It does not matter. Can I tell you tonight? Oh, there's not a time. I do not have my stopwatch on my life. Oh, I can get out of my car tonight, and I can get T-boned, and I can end up in the hospital and dead that very instant. Can I tell you tonight? Oh, I do not have this thing figured out. But I'm thankful I know the man who does. I'm thankful that I have the man that I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who holds tomorrow. My sister sings that song. And I'm thankful tonight. Oh, that he blesses my soul. I'm thankful tonight. Oh, what a blessing there is. Over there in 2 Peter, it talks about making your call on election sure. Can I ask you tonight, have you been called? Can I ask you tonight, are you sure tonight that you're not going to that devil's hell? Are you sure tonight that you have a place in heaven? Are you sure tonight that he has built your mansion in glory? Can I ask you tonight, there's nothing more important. Oh, them 10 virgins there, them 5 wise virgins, they were prepared that if they had the Lord tarried. Oh, but them 5 foolish ones, they were not prepared for the bridegroom to tarry. And can I ask you tonight, oh, if the lift of bridegroom tarries, is your vessel full of oil? Are you prepared for the Lord to tarry? Or are you prepared for him to come tonight? Are you prepared for him to call your name tonight? Are you prepared tonight? I believe that we just need to get a little more prepared. I believe that, as a father, can I tell you tonight where my heart's at is to make sure that boy back there is prepared. Can I ask you tonight? Now, there's things in this world I'm trying to prepare him for if the Lord sees fit to tarry. There's things in life I'm trying to prepare him for. But the most important thing I'm trying to prepare him for, you know, the older he gets, preacher, he's been starting to ask me some questions. Yeah. He's been starting to ask me questions. He asked me tonight, he said, Daddy, do you think God helped Noah? And I said, Noah in the Bible? And he said, yeah, Noah in the ark. And I said, yeah, I know he helped him because the Bible says so. Amen. And he's starting to ask me questions like that. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what he's learning in Sunday school and the good teachings there because that gets them asking questions. Amen. That gets them, the Lord, opening doors. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that those are preparations and those are things that we can prepare him with. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what the Lord's doing tonight. I'm just curious over there. I'm just thinking about them virgins and how some of them were prepared and some of them weren't. And unfortunately, preacher, as we all too often, I wonder sometimes if as they were getting ready, if them 5, even those 5 wise virgins there, if they didn't say, hey, you might want to pack some extra oil. You know, you might want to pack some extra oil. We don't know when the bridegroom cometh. We're just getting ready for him. You know, we don't know exactly what day he's coming. We just know he's coming. And I'm thankful tonight that I know he's coming. He's coming for me tonight. And sometime, I don't know if it's tonight,
I don't know if it's tomorrow. It might be 50 years from now. I don't know. Oh, but I'm thankful tonight. I know he's coming. And I just want to have oil in my vessel. I want to be prepared. I want to do my best to be prepared in everything I say and do, preacher. I want to be prepared in my life. You know, there's things that we try to prepare for in this world. And it seems like, and this is me being me. I'm just going to be honest tonight. I appreciate the Lord, but this is me being me. I try to almost prepare more for what's going on in this world than my spiritual walk. I'm just being honest. I know there's a lot of you just now that said, oh, bless his heart, he's terrible. And praise God, I am. But I'm thankful tonight in the Lord that he's worthy tonight. And I'm thankful for that. But I get to wondering all these people, they're prepping for these, the end of times and civil war and food shortages and things like that. But I often wonder sometimes, are you prepared for the Lord to come back? Because we just don't know when he's coming. We act like we got hundreds of years left, preacher. But we don't know. We don't know. We could have 5, 10. We could have a week. We could have a day left. You know, and I just thank God, that he prepares us. I'm thank God, and that he fills our vessels. I'm thank God that he watches over us, preacher. I thank him for his love and his mercy. I thank him for the oil he puts in my vessel. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, filling my vessel up. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for his mercy and his grace. I ask you tonight, are you prepared tonight? Are you prepared? Are you wise or are you foolish tonight? I praise his name.